Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the CBS News Roundup ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Troubled bank buyouts.
When people lose confidence in a bank, deposits go out the door very quickly.
China's president in Russia.
It's likely to be as much about war as peace.
Bracing for a possible Trump indictment.
The legal strategy is going to be combative.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. There's been more maneuvering in the banking world as officials try to shore up confidence. Overseas, UBS has bought troubled Credit Suisse for just over $3 billion. And here in the U.S., Signature Bank, that failed a week ago, has been bought for $2.7 by New York Community Bank. CBS's Ed O'Keefe on the calls for tougher oversight.
Massachusetts Democratic Senator Elizabeth Warren is calling out the Federal Reserve Chairman and a regional body charged with bank oversight.
We need accountability for our regulators who clearly fell down on the job, and that starts with Jerome Powell.
And the Republican chair of the House Financial Services Committee says all options should be on the table to prevent a further crisis.
We need to get to the bottom of whether or not this is a supervisory problem, a regulatory problem, a bank mismanagement problem.
It comes as the Wall Street Journal reports the Federal Reserve had been looking into allegedly risky practices at Silicon Valley Bank going back to 2019. And the New York Times reports a Fed review of SVB in 2021 flagged that the firm was doing a bad job of ensuring that it would have enough easy-to-tap cash on hand.
China's President Xi is now in Moscow. An airport ceremony ahead of his meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin. CBS's Remy Innocencio.
Xi Jinping's arrival to Moscow is a strong show of solidarity for Vladimir Putin, and this is something that the Kremlin will no doubt exploit, but it's also the optics of Xi shaking hands with Putin. And President Xi's visit is expected to run through Wednesday. After that, he's expected to speak with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. Zelensky has told Beijing to not supply any weapons whatsoever to Russia.
The visit comes after the International Criminal Court issued an arrest warrant for Putin for alleged war crimes. Putin went inside Ukraine to Mariupol over the weekend. That's the war-torn city Russian forces now control. Former President Trump claimed on social media that he'll be arrested tomorrow, but there's no firm evidence that will happen, and he called on his supporters to protest to, quote, take our nation back. The Manhattan District Attorney's Office said it will not tolerate attempts to intimidate or threaten the rule of law. CBS's Robert Costa with the latest on the hush money case.
CBS News has learned that the grand jury may hear today from an additional witness, Bob Costello, a former legal advisor to Michael Cohen, a key witness in this investigation. We're told that Mr. Costello might question the credibility of Mr. Cohen, and this all comes after the fallout over the weekend from former President Trump's comments.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is among the Republicans who say the investigation into Trump is all about politics.
It doesn't matter if this was President Trump or if this was a Democrat. It should be equal justice in America. And stop going after people because you have political differences.
An overnight curfew ended a few hours ago in Miami Beach. It was imposed by Mayor Dan Gelber after two fatal shootings and rowdy spring break crowds.
The volume of people in our city, the unruly nature of too many, and the presence of guns has created a peril that cannot go unchecked, especially in the evenings.
The curfew will likely be reimposed starting Thursday night into next weekend. The French National Assembly votes today on no confidence motions, just days after the Macron government pushed through a pension plan that raises the retirement age 2 years to 64.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, well, you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
California is bracing for yet another storm system that could bring heavy rain to wide sections of the state. Tulare County emergency official Carrie Monteiro says people might have to take fast action.
This is a very fluid incident. We urge everyone to be in communications with your school district that you send your children to will actively alert you of any plans or any school closures.
1,400 people in two small farm towns in that county have been told to leave because of fears roads could wash out, leaving them stranded. 20 years ago, U.S. forces invaded Iraq.
Things do seem to be heating up. I still don't see any explosions on the ground.
Here's CBS's Cammie McCormick.
It began with what was called a shock and awe campaign from the air. That paved the way for ground troops to enter Iraq, former President George W. Bush.
At this hour, American and coalition forces are in the early stages of military operations.
Just months later, President Bush stood under a mission accomplished banner on the USS Abraham Lincoln, but the war continued in places like Fallujah. There was a growing insurgency. There were U.S. troop surges. President Obama didn't withdraw troops until 2011. And the lessons for this country? Stephen Wertheim of the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace.
Whether those costs were truly worth bearing, and I think that this lesson is all the more important to consider today when the challengers the United States faces are much more capable than Iraq.
Cammie McCormick, CBS News.
A number one seed is out in the women's college basketball tournament, Stanford.
Desperation heave. That'll do it! Next stop, Seattle. Ole Miss to the Sweet 16.
A 54-49 win for Ole Miss on ESPN. Just two top seeds remain in the men's event, Alabama and Houston. Kentucky and Kansas State went toe-to-toe in a tough second-round game.
Oh, that's really deep. Massoud. Oh, Massoud! Connects for three!
Some late three-pointers were the difference for K-State on CBS. Fairleigh Dickinson, the number 16 seed that ousted number one Purdue on Friday, lost to Florida Atlantic. At Washington's Kennedy Center, Adam Sandler was the recipient of the Mark Twain Prize for American Humor.
My inner child would be like, what happened to baseball? I thought we were going to do that. But
I didn't know any of this stuff was coming. That wasn't even a thought. Just here we are. It's amazing, and I'm proud.
He's the 24th person to win that prize.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
A hit TV comedy that's dealt with a serious issue gets some White House attention.
The cast of Ted Lasso will meet with President Biden and Dr. Jill Biden today to discuss the importance of mental health at the White House. It was a big theme on the show in season two.
How are you, Ted?
I'm swell.
So is this your first time doing therapy?
No, ma'am.
Season 3 just premiered last week. President Biden has made tackling the mental health crisis a priority for his administration and is focused on making care more affordable and accessible to Americans. The Suicide and Crisis Hotline 988 also launched last summer. It's already taken millions of calls. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
6 years in a row now, Finland is the happiest country on earth, according to a collective that analyzes a wide range of data. The U.S. is number 15. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News. If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at Wondery.com/survey.
Who would want to kill their mother and their little sister? Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, early and ad-free on Wondery Plus, starting May 1st.
I'm Mo Rocca, and I'm excited to announce Season 4 of my podcast, Mobituaries. I've got a whole new bunch of stories to share with you about the most fascinating people and things who are no longer with us. From famous figures who died on the very same day to the things I wish would die, like buffets. Listen to Mobituaries with Mo Rocca on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.